Hi, but welcome to M Phone Customer Services. How can I help?
Hi, my name is Wendy. I've been chatting to a couple of your colleagues in regards to my internet. Can I give you our number first so you can bring up the information and then you can have a look?
Yes, please. If you can help me out with your customer ID, the customer account number.
I'm not sure I have that. I'll give you the phone number it's attached to.
You will have the information in your invoice.
I don't have one. My partner is the one that deals with it.
Okay, you can, if you can also help me out with the mobile number.
Yeah, I can give you the mobile number. It's 0402.
It's 0402.
377.
377.
937.
937.
Mm-hmm. Henry Perez.
Let me check if there is any account registered with this mobile number. Okay,
thank
I
you.
See there is a business, there is an account that is registered under the name of the business name is Collective Hair.
Yes, Collective Hair.
Yeah, and the name on the account is Mr. Henry Perez.
Yeah, that's the one.
It's located in 1117 Botany Road, Mascot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the business, but the home address is where I'm having the problems.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an... okay, but ma'am, I don't find any other connection registered under
okay.
this mobile number, because the mobile number seems to be registered with your business address, which is
okay.
The one I just mentioned. And the account
okay.
number for your business address is 81003. That is
okay.
the customer account number for your business
okay.
address.
Okay.
Now, I will just check if I'm able to put, okay, here I see there seems to be another one. Okay, so it's 810237.
Okay.
And this connection is registered in this address, which is number unit 140 Hartwell Street, Mascot.
That's correct.
And this is a 25 Mbps connection. For your business, you have the 12 one. Now, this
mm-hmm.
one is a 25 Mbps connection that you have.
Okay.
Now,
so,
if you can, please let me know. What are the difficulties that you're currently facing?
It doesn't come up there. So what's happened is I haven't had internet for the last 2 days. Now, the person that she's finally organized, after 2 days, she's finally organized for someone from NBN to come and have a look.
Mm-hmm.
The NBN person came today and done all the tests, and there's nothing wrong with NBN. It's a router. So the NBN person told me to contact you guys to organize the router. Now, I have a router already that was sent from International Exchange, which is now you guys, right? Like you guys have combined. So
mm-hmm.
I try to use that router, but it's not working. So do you need to reconfigure it? Do you need to do something to it so I can use it instead of waiting for another router?
Okay. Now, can you please check the current modem that you have?
Check what?
There should be... You have to check the modem, ma'am.
Yeah, check what, but I'm checking it. What do you want me to check?
So you'll see there will be a few lights that will blink, or it will just be static on the modem.
Yes, so there's only three lights, the power and the – I've already gone through this. The power, the two 4G – what is it? The two 4G and the 5G. That's it. That's all that's on. Now, the guy said it's the actual Ethernet port from the router, because that when he connects it to his machine, it doesn't work. It flicks. It starts blinking.
Do you have any extra Ethernet cable in your?
I've tried all this. We've done all the troubleshooting. This is why the NBN person came. We've done all this. It's been 2 days since I've had no internet. I've done it all. So what I'm telling you is, I need a new router. Okay. So I've got it. I've got one that the International Exchange sent to me when we originally joined them. So I've got a brand new router. So if you can help me set it up so I can have internet.
Okay. When did you receive the modem?
When we first got it, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
When we tried it now, it doesn't work. I think it's back in 2023, January 2023.
Give me a moment. Let me check the connection.
Because at the moment it's set up to the NBN and it's not, there's no connecting.
Okay. Ma'am, you do one thing. Please check the current modem that you have already connected to it. Okay. Check the power supply. You will see there will be lights on the modem that will show up.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you please check what are the lights that are showing up on the modem?
For the old one or the new one?
The old one, which is connected.
Yeah, I told you it was the three lights. There's only three lights. The power one, the two 4G and the 5G. That's all.
So the NBN technician came, and can you please check the lights on the NBN box?
Yes, they're all checked. Everything's fine. When I put the internet cable into the router, the old router, the light at the back flashes or there's no light. But when I put it to the new router, it's there. But there's no connection. Do you understand?
When you connect the cable to the new modem, what happens? Does it stay?
Hold on. Which one is it now?
You see a blue cable? That is the Ethernet cable.
Hold on. It's just not working here. Maybe it's not. Yeah, there's an orange light, but when I change it to the old one, there's no light.
When you change it to the old one, there is no light.
There's no light at the back, no. On the NBN. So it's the router.
Okay.
The guy already checked all this.
And when you connect to the new modem, what happens?
The light is there.
The light is there.
Yes.
Now, when you connect the new modem,
yep.
Now check what are the lights that turn on the new modem when you connect the Ethernet cable to.
Well, I don't know what they mean. I don't know what they mean, but there's power one and there's the Wi-Fi one, and I don't know what the other one is. It doesn't say on the. Let me see. One second. It's hard. It's so hard. It's been 2 days. I don't know what that line means. That light means. But yeah, there's only two lights. So it's a power light.
Power light will be coming up. That is the first one that that is supposed to come up. Then gradually the other lights will blink, or either they will just stay static. You
no,
just
I
have
understand
to
that.
Give it,
give
it
only,
a few
there's
minutes.
Only two lights. There's only two lights that are on. The other two are not.
Okay, so the power light is on.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, the power light is on.
Then you will see there is a van light, WAN.
There's no, there's no writing on it.
Do you see the van light?
It looks like the Wi-Fi light that's on.
The Wi-Fi lights are on?
And the other one next to it, I don't know what that looks like. It looks
internet
like
light. Do you see the internet light?
Like I said, I don't know which light means what. It doesn't have it written on the thing.
What is the brand of that modem, new modem?
It says TP-Link.
It's a TP-Link. Do you see the model number?
So what does it say? TP-Link. Yes, TDW9960.
Sorry?
TP-Link. No,
then.
TD for dog. So T for Tom, D for dog. W9960.
W9920.
60.
60. It doesn't have anything written on it, you mean?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, just below the light is, do you, you see, or just in front of the modem, you see there is a grayish bar where the lights turn on.
The race part?
So, you're supposed to, how many lights in total do you see?
Well, there should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in total, but only two are, I mean, the power light and the last two are on.
Okay, give me a moment. The first one is coming up. The second one is coming up.
No, the second one is not. So the power, yes. The second and third, not. The last two are on.
Okay, I got it. No. So the power is there. Van and internet lights are not coming up, but the two Wi-Fi lights are coming up. Right.
Yes.
So do you have any extra Ethernet cable in your house?
Yes.
So did you try to connect a different cable?
A different cable? Sorry. I had to... Yeah, what do you want me to do?
Now, then you have the new cable in hand?
Yes.
Okay. Connect the cable in the same manner like it is connected now. In the same manner, in the same slot where the old cable is connected.
But this is brand new cable.
Yeah, this is a brand new cable, right?
No, the one that I'm using, the one that I'm using already, the one that's plugged, is a brand new cable.
The one that is plugged is already a brand new cable.
Yes.
Okay. On the back of the modem.
Yes.
You see there is a reset button.
Yes.
Can you press the reset button?
Is it like a... It's like a hole. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, you will get an, you will, just give me a second.
Do I need like a pin to press it? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Because I just checked. Let me check with your IP. If I can.
Yeah, I pressed it
with a pin. Okay, did the NBN technician make any changes to your modem, ma'am?
No.
What did he do? Like he
nothing.
Did, he just checked.
He just checked that if he was working, and he wasn't.
Give me a moment. Let me check if I can gain. If we can fix it remotely, I will try to do it first.
I did press the reset button.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it now?
I've done it already.
Okay. Now, wait for some time, because I did, when you called, I did check with your, whether I can gain access to it remotely or not, but it's not available. So that is why I asked you to reset it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you please check if any of the other lights are turning on or not?
No. Just the same lights as before.
Can you please turn off the power supply and turn it back on one more time?
Okay. One second. We couldn't get. That's for the modem?
Yes.
Casa en ahora. Gracias, mami. You only the same lights at the moment.
Okay. And just give me a couple of minutes, ma'am. We are trying to check. How old is the new modem? Like when did you get it delivered?
In 2023. Yeah. That's the date of the letter that came with it.
Okay. After that, it wasn't used.
No, it wasn't used because they said that we could use our old router or our old modem. So we've kept it so we can change it if we needed to.
Okay. And what is the old modem?
I'm sorry?
Okay. Just give me a moment. Conferencing your call to one of my senior experts.
Okay.
Just give me a moment.
The user was unavailable. Please record your message after the beep.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, just give me one quick moment. Hello?
Yeah?
Ma'am, will you be available in this mobile number, which is 0402-377-937 in the next 5 to 10 minutes?
That's not my number. That's my partner's number.
Mm-hmm.
So my number is a different number.
Okay.
It's 0431. I'm going to go and pick up my son soon, so I won't be at home for about 20 minutes. So I won't be home to check anything, but they can call me if they want to. I'll give you my number, 0431.
Okay, just give me 1 second. Okay, so it's 0431.
Oh, 0431-527.
Mm-hmm.
066.
066. 0431-527-066.
That's correct.
Yes, sir. sun cleansing now?